Let's go to Switzerland next, where four people have died and two more are missing after thunderstorms and melting snow caused landslides and flooding yesterday. Joining us from the city of Bern is Angus McKenzie, TV reporter for Tele Bern. Angus, thanks for joining us. Would you describe, first of all, just where this has been happening?
Well, this has been happening in southwestern Switzerland in the areas of the Ticino and the Valle, specifically in the Maggiatal in the Ticino. There have been lots of flooding, lots of mudslides, a bridge collapse in Visleto. And yes, the situation is quite problematic at the moment because of these are out of the way mountainous areas where now the only way to get to these affected areas is by air.
Okay. And are they reachable by air at this point? How challenging is it to get there?
Well, the Swiss do have a very good search and rescue service. We are a mountainous country, so we have to be able to reach places by air. But it is a very challenging situation, definitely. And the almost constant rains, the very changeable weather, is making the situation difficult.
How populated are the areas, Angus?
Not necessarily densely populated, but there are people who live there. The search and rescue services, the police, have said they cannot say whether there will be more dead at the moment. This is certainly a possibility.
How heavy was the rain?
Well, at the moment, we are talking here about a year almost without summer. It's very changeable. You'll get half a day of a tiny bit of sun and then very heavy rainfall, or days where it's just raining constantly. So it's problematic at the moment, to say the least.
And we know Germany experienced very bad floods a few weeks ago as well. Is this weather at this time of the year becoming more common there?
Yes, definitely. Switzerland is seeing the effects of climate change. 20 years ago in 2005, we had what we called the flood of the century. Mind you, we had one in 1999 that was also quite bad. And after that, Switzerland poured millions of francs into regeneration, building out river valleys, making rivers less straight to stop the effects of flooding. But now we're coming back to the limits here. We can see, I live in Bern, the Aare is right outside my window. It's almost fit to burst.
So is there criticism, or how are politicians reacting to what is happening and those actions, those mitigation measures that need to be put in place?
Well, certainly the mitigation measures worked for a time, but there is a sense of that we may possibly have not done too much, or climate change is moving faster than anyone can anticipate.
Thank you very much indeed. Angus McKenzie, TV reporter for Tele Bern, joining us live there from the Swiss city of Bern. You're